Blog Talk Radio.
The Spirit of America Party. It's a little taste of gospel. Now tell me, you think gospel blacks are going to vote for the party of death, the party that plays the race card but doesn't pay off? Come on. The party that kicked God out at the last convention? You think gospel blacks are stupid? You think they're going to stand for that? You can't get them to say, have a moment of silence. They shout Jesus' name. They ain't buying no communist moment of silence. And that's who's going to give Trump the winning votes, along with Latino families who want what's best for their kids. And when they see Hillary, they see nothing good. When they see Trump, they see a shot in the future. For the future. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. One Nation Under God. With liberty and justice for all, and that includes womb babies. There is always room in the womb. So, and that's the Democrat Party. They're the ones that are killing the kids. There's a few things the Democrats don't have. They have no God, they have no country, they have no flag, they have no anthem, and they have no kids. And I'm watching all the Trump rallies, and I've come to the conclusion that all the good-looking women are at the Trump rallies. They're all Trumpistas. Unbelievable. I think he was in Arizona yesterday. There are three girls that are in the background, you know, women for Trump. Two of them look like twins. They got the Trump hats on. They're in black, and they got Trump t-shirts. they looked fantastic. And then there was another girl right next to them, and she was probably a friend. She had a cowgirl hat on. Can't say cowboy. She had a cowgirl hat on. She had big earrings, and she was for Trump. And I got it. And they were all Latinos. So that's when I realized that all the women at Trump rallies are beautiful. No matter what age they are, they're all beautiful. And I, you know what? You know when I realized that I went to a Democrat rally once and the birds weren't singing in the forest. And they were declaring war on Hansel and Gretel. It is bad, man. That is a bad party. I used to call them in Spanish, La Party de la Muerte, the party of death. That's all you get with Democrats is death. It's death. Death by heroin. They want to legalize drugs. They don't care what the body count is. You know, the body count for heroin in 2014 was 10,000. Do you know that George Bush lost 4,700 in Iraq and Obama has lost 2,000 in Afghanistan? And that doesn't total all of the Americans we lost in the United States. And with drugs comes crime, because they got to steal to feed the habit. They got to feed the Jones with money. So they get into the industry, they ruin the businesses. First off, they can't work efficiently because they're half stoned. And secondly, they're looking for something to rob so they can buy the next shot in the arm. I once asked a New York cop who happened to be in 911. I said, what are you going to do if a nuke goes off in New York City and you got a chance to do something? He says, I'm going home. I'm taking care of my family. I says, what would happen if there were no drugs? He said, if there were no drugs, there'd be no crime. The only thing we'd be doing is answering heart attacks. And he really believed that. And I believe it. Because as an employer, I've seen what junkies can do. The damage they can do. You have no idea how diabolical these people become. They don't even recognize their own mother who they sell. It is really sad. And so what's the Democrats going to do? They're going to create the rehab industry, and they're going to put it on your medical plan. Obamacare. I said a long time ago, we all are born in diapers. We all get the same head start. And when we come out of the chute, we're ready to learn and grow. And if I can live by my wits and survive, and another guy decides he's going to do drugs, and you want me to pick up his tab for rehab, go frack yourself. Trump's in Colorado today. He's talking to the people of Colorado. They got a lot of shale in Colorado. And I didn't know it. They got a lot of coal in Colorado. And he was saying that Hillary wants to do away with fracking. And I shouted, frack her! Tell her to go frack herself. It's unbelievable, man. This woman cannot be president, and that party cannot rule anymore. And I'll tell you, in addition to getting rid of all the garbage, you got to get rid of 30% of the Republican Party because they're garbage too. And don't give me this, I'm a conservative thing. I don't buy conservatives anymore. What is a conservative? A guy that looks down his nose on non-conservatives and can't get nothing done, can't even win an election. If I'm going to be in a party, I want to be in a winning party. I don't want to say I'm a conservative. Oh, look at him. He's a conservative. Did he ever get elected? No. Forget about it. And besides, a lot of the conservatives aren't really conservative. They're phonies. The Weekly Standard is a phony conservative rag. They're no better than the Times. The National Repuke, founded by Bill Buckley, who told us communism was dead. Communism was dead. Go to a college, any college, Wait 10 minutes. See how many hammer and sickles you can get. It is sick. We're in trouble. So, Trump is the only answer, and we're coming up to the last chance saloon, and we got to close it because everybody's got to go vote. And all WikiLeaks has to do right now is come up with one. And I hear Trump saying that Anthony Weiner has 650,000 emails that they're looking at. I can tell you right now, Anthony Weiner doesn't, those aren't his 650,000. Those are Uma Abedin's and Hillary Clinton's, the circumventors. You know, when the guys got killed in Benghazi, the survivors, and there was more survivors than the few guys they paraded out. I think there was about 40, and a lot of them were women who would have been raped if ISIS had their way. But the four guys who died stopped ISIS from doing the nasty. But the people that came home that were wounded, they put them in hospitals, and then they changed their names and transferred them to other hospitals. And they made them sign NCNDs. Now, I've signed NCNDs in business. And that's what that is if I introduce one a product to a customer, and I took that lead from the guy who really was entitled to the glory, I could be sued. It's a non-circumvention and non-disclosure agreement. You agree you won't go around the guy who gave you the lead. Now, the government has decided to use it against everybody in the military. Whenever there's an incident and the guy wants to tell the world what happened, he's forced to sign an NCND. And how do they force him? They use his wife and kids as hostages. How do they do that? They threaten to take away their benefits. So, every GI on the battlefield has another gun to his head. Compliments of the Democrat Party of Death, the Communist Party, the Demo Camos. So, what's in the news? You want to tune first? I'll give you the Ten Commandments of Love. He said, it's not playing. Okay. This is, oh, that's 34 minutes when I'm playing that one. Let it be me. Oh, we got a problem tonight. We got no music up. Okay, we'll go back to us. There it is. Yeah, all we need is one WikiLeaks treasonous email to come out next week. Hillary's going to jail. And watch all the rats desert the sinking ship. Scatter. He'll give a new meaning to the word scatter. So what does Hitler do? The FBI guy apparently sees something that is going to hurt his career. Or he's going to be exposed as taking a bribe. Bribes come in all forms, you know. Could be a woman. It could be money. It could be a job. Bribery knows no limits. So Hillary is now turned against the guy that let her off the hook, because he's putting her back on the hook for sentimental reasons. So Hillary attacks Comey. Hillary attacks Comey, and guess what? Guess what happened today? 10 women just came out and said they were groped by Comey 20 years ago. Guess what? They're the same women who came out against Herman Cain. Guess what? They are the same women who came out against blessed Donald Trump, the innocent. You know, see, when you're in a party of evil and it has no God, no commandments, they automatically assume everybody's like them. So your innocence is never, ever sympathized with, because nobody believes you from the party de la muerte. So now we got some hot wiener blogs that are crossing the internet. Hi, this is Wicked Wiener, and here are the classified photos of Ballistic Missile 123. Could you please get this intel to Snowden of the KGB and CC China? And here's a photo of Private Chelsea Manning just before he launched his missile. Hillary says she's disappointed in Comey. She said, and I quote, "I am very disappointed after all the money we gave him plus the funnel cake. All the above is not. I was just playing Democrat." I'm going to play a tune again. This one I'm dedicating to the GIs, the 22 GIs who are going to take their life tonight. Don't do it. You already had your life taken, and now you're suffering the pain and anguish. Get with Jesus. He created you. He knows you. He loves you. He will talk to you. He will help you.
Be with me.
There's a guy named James O'Keefe, and he has a company called Project Veritas, which is Verify. And he's been on Hillary Clinton's case. So he's just a shot out an email, and he's saying that the lynch mob is after him. And they're trying to get anything they can on him. I'm going to tell you about how I first learned about Loretta Lynch. In New York City, there was one conservative congressman. His name was Michael Grimm. He had served in the Marine Corps in Iraq, and he had served in the FBI as an undercover agent. Well, he's the only conservative in New York City that I know about. I don't think there are too many. I don't think there are any. So they decided they were going to get rid of, they were going to put a hit on Michael Grimm. So what they did is, before he served in the FBI and in the Marine Corps, I think, unless he came out of the Marine Corps, he opened up a health food restaurant in New York. So, you know, there's a saying in the Army, every day you break the law. You break the law. It's only a matter of when they want to get you. So they dug up some dirt, and I used to think about this, on Michael Grimm. And he's a congressman. He represents New York State. Not anymore. Because they got him. But they dug up dirt. And what they charged him with was not reporting his entire income that he made slaving in the restaurant, and that he hired illegal immigrants. And he probably paid them off the books. And he's the only one in the entire country that does this. You could go into any restaurant, French, Russian, German, Chinese, not Chinese. They still got Chinese guys in the restaurant. Greek, okay? And they were all Mexicans working in there. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi, if we checked her employment records, we would find she's worse than Michael Grimm. So they got Michael Grimm, and I joked. I said they had a video of Michael Grimm taking $20 out of the register, and they videotaped them counting the money, the $20 bill. It was a 10, a 5, and 4 singles. Yes, he stole $20. So what they did is they put Michael in a position where if he fought it, he would get jail time. They would let him resign because they wanted his congressional seat not to be conservative. So at the last minute, Michael had to throw himself at the mercy of his executioners. So I said, well, that's life. That's the way things go. Not everybody gets a fair shake. But he served his country in the Marine Corps, put his life on the line going undercover for the FBI. And this is how they took care of him. They took him out. Well, guess who the Attorney General of New York was when they got him and who led the assault? The lynch mob, Loretta Lynch. And as a reward for taking out Michael Grimm, she was appointed Attorney General by Obama bin Laden. And now she's doing more damage than she did in New York. And she's dirty. And so are the Clintons. And they've always been able to cover it up. But if WikiLeaks comes out this week, with a Rock'em Sock'em email that ties in Anthony Weiner, Uma Abedin, who I believe works for Iran, personal opinion, and an American hunch. And that's why that $1.5 billion deal got put together. And I believe her finger marks are all over it. They're all dirty in the Democrats. And you know what Trump has promised? He has promised to make it one term per termite. And he's also promised to clean house. And the only lobby will be in a Trump hotel. And wouldn't that be wonderful? We would all benefit. We would all have money in the bank. So let's go back to the 50s and doo-wop. Did you know in the 50s, 1 out of 5 songs had God in them? Name one rap song that talks about God.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Somebody we know and love used to work for a real estate company in New York. And the real estate company, she was there when they were just on the ascension of success. And the name of the company, I'm not going to give you the name of the company, but I'll give you something similar to it, Torrejón. And it was a real estate company in New York. And when they went public, some of the employees, this lady I know, and about 4 other girls from the office all got to ring the bell at Wall Street. About a year later, the company went belly up. Of course, the guys at the top, they got theirs. And then everybody else got left holding the bag. But what's sad, and this happened about, I'd say 6-7 years ago. All of those girls left New York City. One is in Maryland, one is in Virginia, one is in Jersey. And they all had to start over again. The one girl, she had a house, and the neighborhood went bad, and so did the value of the house. And she had to walk away from it. And Then she had to live with relatives for about a year till she got a job and got on her feet. Because remember, they lost their job at the company they were working for. And now she rents an apartment and she's slowly getting back on her feet. When you take a hit, it's hard to recover. When they talk about Trump filing bankruptcy, that's a business. You go into business. And so that you don't have to go for your lungs, the government protects you to the point where if you file bankruptcy, that's it. That's a legal Chapter 11 or Chapter 13, and they cannot take more than you have. Years ago, they used to put you in slave ships and send you to the colonies. So Trump didn't do anything illegal. He followed the law and he filed bankruptcy. If he hadn't followed the law, you'd know about it and he'd be in jail. You know how many people want to see Trump in jail? Unfortunately, they're going to have to look at Hillary in jail. And I understand that NBC just signed a deal with Hillary that if she goes to jail, they're going to give her a show at Fort Leavenworth. It's called Cooking with Hillary. And she's going to be in there with El Chapo and OJ. And El Chapo is going to do the cookies. And OJ is going to do the fillets. Unbelievable. And the Supreme Court just ruled that the President of the United States could run the company from prison. They make these rules up as they go along. Like Obamacare is what, a tax? Yeah, it's a tax, all right. It's taxing your heart. So what was said was that these were all career girls, you know, and they couldn't afford to stay in New York. That's horrible. It's really sad. And like I say, it takes a long time to recover from a hit. Just look at the value of your house. I know people, and you know people, who's, let's say, their house, when they bought it, they paid $440,000. And as soon as we went into that so-called recession, the plastic recession, they took probably a 30% hit on the house. So now the house that was $440,000 is now worth $330,000. And nobody has money to buy houses. Trump is the answer, folks. Trump is going to make things right. Trump, you know what it is? You can't BS Trump. You can't bone. He'll look in your eyes and he'll size you up real quickly and he'll see your angle and that's it. Party's over. Take a hike. There was a guy doing electrical work in our house. And, you know, some of these technicians and laborers, they have a lot of savvy. You know, they're right down in the real nitty-gritty. And this guy was talking about a financial collapse. And God forbid that it happens. And he mentioned the housing collapse. And he honestly believes that there's going to be a bigger one. And you're not going to believe. And the banks are going to fail. And they're not going to be able to pay off. And all your assets, he goes, you know, you've seen what happened in Malta. And I said, yeah, I remember. They even took the money that the Russian mafia was hiding. People went to the bank one day, made their last deposit. The next day they went to the bank. The bank says, we no longer have your money. You donated it to the government. Because the government's in trouble. And before the government's in trouble, we'll take every penny you have. And that's what they did to the people of Malta. And if it can happen in Malta, it could happen here. So it's scary. This guy believes the only value is gold and silver. So take it for what it's worth. He's got bags of silver. Real silver quarters. And he says that the silver quarter is worth $5. Because I say, who's going to take your gold and silver if nobody has any money? He says you can sell it back to the gold and silver company. It's really scary. And I got my eyes open down in Ocean City, Maryland. I went one day to a bank down there, and they have the sign, this bank is insured by the FDIC. And at the time, up to $100,000, they would tell you, if you got more than $100,000, start a separate bank account, because you're only covered by the FDIC up to $100,000. So that makes sense. Then I got talking to some of the people that the bank went belly up, and their assets were protected up to $100,000. But here's the catch. What they don't tell you is that they don't have to give you $100,000 right away. They can pay you over time. That's not right. You didn't tell me that when you told me I was insured for $100,000. Too late. Nothing you could do about it. I got a laugh when Schwarzenegger was governor in California. They had ran out of money. So what they started to do was they started to issue chits worth whatever they owed you. And I imagine some Mexican gardener mowing the lawn at the governor's mansion and saying, okay, I finished the lawn. Here's my bill, $200. Oh, we don't have any money. We're going to give you a chit. He says, what's that? Well, it's a piece of paper that says when we get the money, you can get the $200. I don't want this chit. I want cash. You eat that chit. Unbelievable. I got a tune for you. I got to play this. I wanted to play this girl the other night, and I picked the wrong tune, and I said she can hit the high notes, but the song she sang was in Spanish, and there were no high notes. But I know this song, and it's got high notes. Hang on to your hat. Oh, they're killing me here. Looks like I can't do it. Okay. So, we'll do a little military tune. Let's see if that one comes up. Oh, the one I wanted to do was this one. This one's...
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line? Just waiting for bread. Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built a tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell. Follow that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare?
That was Al Jolson. When we were talking about if the country goes bust, and somebody we know and love says, "I'm coming down there, we're gonna commit suicide as a family," because you don't want to be here when this country goes bust. You think about it. In the Depression, there were strong people of strong character. All we got are characters now. Yeah. And it's really sad. And you'll see a big suicide rate. But anyway, I got a blog looking for money. The Republicans are looking for money. Tom, don't expect anything new from them. This is from Karl Rove. I call him Porky Pig. Day after day, biased reports from the liberal media. Does that include the Weekly Stand Down and the National Rebuke? Celebrate the Clinton campaign and criticize our Republican Senate campaigns. Spreading blatant lies about Republican candidates. Well, you want to hear one truth? You guys don't know how to stick together. And that's why you never accomplished anything. And 30% of the Republican Party is Democrat. That's why the Democrats won everything. But I'm not buying it, Carl says. Neither should you. We cannot wait. Our candidates need money. Take a step now. Chip in $25, $50, $75, $100. I don't want to hear it. And you got all the money you're ever going to get from me. I no longer call myself a conservative because I saw too many rats. Too many rats saying they were conservatives. Conservatives don't stab their buddies in the back. And Republicans, forget about it. Who do you want me to help put send money to help Mitch McConnell, one of 8 Republican senators who 40 days before 9/11 voted to burn the flag in the United States? SJR-7? You think I'm going to send money to Mitch McConnell, who's married to a Chinese woman, God bless the Chinese, who happens to have a connection with a Chinese communist shipping company? Her relatives run it. And you know, if you're a business executive in China, you're also a colonel on up in the Red Chinese Army. Very few individuals. All of those dungaree places are run by Chinese officers, and they sell the dungarees to liberal and New York fashion shops, and the girls have clothespins on their eyes to keep them from falling asleep, and they work on tons of dungarees, and once a year the New York posh people go there to inspect the factory. Yeah. And you know what? The Chinese executive who runs the show, he doesn't pay them. They have to go on strike. And if you go on strike in China, you could disappear. You could end up in a fortune cookie. Yeah, so I'm not giving any money to the rhinos anymore. As far as I'm concerned, all Republicans are rhinos. Nope, I'm independent. You don't know how independent. Let's go back to the show. Let's see what's going on. Into the studio we go. Let's see if we can find. Oh, I wanted to do Katrina Valente. Let me see if I can get back there to Breeze and I. Let me see if I can get it to come up. It's a beautiful tune. Nope. Sorry. Okay. Remember we used to sing about girls? Girls' names? Here's Charmaine. He said. Give me a break. Oh, here's another girl's name. Claudette. How about Cleo and Mio? No Cleo and Mio? Let me get down to the other end here. Oh, that's a good one. Well, good. But you can't hear them. Wow. Okay. Looks like we're going to have to read some blogs. We're going to the mail. By the way, AOL stinks. AOL is a lefty. And I don't like the fact that they got pop-ups with little videos. They're sucking up my life. AOL is in the can for Clinton. Let's see what I'll pick out one for you. Pay to Slay. Oh, this one will get you. This is from the Tea Party. I think the Tea Party is going through an overhaul. Pay to Slay, Hillary link into baby body parts business revealed. I often said Chelsea should change her name to Lucky. She was a politically correct baby. Oh, you're such an animal. The truth hurts, honey. The first blogger up is an anti-American. We won't even read her. She's up in Alaska. I think she's doing things to bears up there that are not allowed. Elvis came up. Elvis is a nice looking guy. Yeah. I can't read the first two. They're too vulgar. Oh, this woman took over there. Here's the guy that's complaining. Maybe I got to read her blog in order to tell you what's going on. Here's what she says. She's from Hawaii. You know, Hawaii had two senators that were war heroes, Hawaiians. And they both, World War II heroes, and they both voted to burn the flag. Party over country. And they both voted to kill kids. So it goes to show you. Her name is Margaret. Dragging out the old disproven videos saying Hillary is getting money from the chop shops. Dragging out the old disproven videos that the court threw out. Way to go. Never resort to truth and facts. That would be so un-Tea Party. Lots of laughs. To see if it gets you anywhere. So far your conspiracies have gotten you down to 12% from 24%. Over half have deserted and turned their back on you because you folks can't tell the truth nor tell the difference between a conspiracy and a fact. Duh. This party was about taxed enough already. Remember that? Thought not. And then John Jones, who has a picture of Elvis, says, "Hey, Margie girl, where do you get your facts? Out of a pile of dog poop? Now, go back on Farmers Only. The cows are calling you." Here's a fact. According to Al Gore, cow farts are the second leading cause of global warming. I call it global warming. What is the first, you ask? The number one cause of global warming, climate change, is from the liberals' BS. And then she comes back. And then Jimmy says, "Margaret, I guess it doesn't matter that ISIS is murdering Christians, women, and children, and I believe that is a bit faster than climate change. My version of climate change is the first Korean nuke that lands 5 seconds after the first Iranian nuke. But I guess that's 30,000 degrees. You'll definitely have global warming. But I guess human lives don't matter to you. I showed you facts before, but you ignored them. When you post links, they're supposed to count, though. You are no doubt Hillary material. You have an answer for everything that means nothing." Then David says, "Don't worry. When Hillary becomes president, she can give anyone connected to Planned Parenthood immunity and a pardon. It's sort of like Al Capone and the mayor of Chicago." Walt says their donations, actually from the fugitive spouses and children, went to Senator Robert Menendez in New Jersey. "I do not like Senator Menendez. I believe the party of death covered up his little girl liaisons in the Dominican Republic when he was the guest of a bribe-paying constituent. And there were three girls that came forward, and two recanted, and one was no longer heard from. Representative Joe Garcia, Democrat of Florida. Representative, I thought this girl was on the up and up, but lately I see she's not. Liana Ross Latinin and Marco Rubio." Oh, Marco. Marco. Marco, why hast thou forsaken us? "Democrats taking money for body part sales, no surprise. But I see the little scoundrel rhino Marco Rubio is there too long with Liana Ross Latinin. Who could be more ghoulish? And you can prove that Democrats sell baby parts. Wait." And Sylvia says, "Wait, I believe you just listed in the Global Elite Club." And Edward says, "Holy crap. If Crooked Hillary was tied to that, that B should be in jail. I have visions of Hillary going to jail. And they put her on the prison bus. You know, it's like a school bus. It's got bars on the window. And they make her sit in the front so the bus driver can keep an eye on her. And standing there with tears in his eyes is Bill. And he's waving goodbye. And then he climbs into the Playboy limo." Yeah. Adrian says it's sickening. And Mensa Biasi says, "If you are sick, if you believe what's being reported, you need a rubber room." So I can't read the next one. If I could only tell you, you'd be laughing. But basically, you know that they do sell baby brains for $3,400. Planned Slaughterhood does. And I often wondered if blue eyes cost more than brown eyes. My friends, we've been lied to so long, we take lies for the truth. So I'm going to read you this story. CMP. Who's CMP? It's not the Clinton State Department. Okay, this is WorldNet Daily. "It's a new bombshell in the scandal that horrified Americans as they learned unborn babies. If you're a person like a drug addict and you know you can't take care of the kid, okay, because you got to get out on the street and start working to earn your Jones money, So you go and have an abortion, and they sell your baby's brain for $3,400. Aren't you a little bit ticked off that you should have gotten that $3,400 to support your habit? Had their body parts harvested and sold around the world. And Hillary Clinton's State Department granted favorable treatment to a family involved in the harvesting. Let me tell you about the State Department. It was infiltrated by the communists during World War II, and nothing has changed. The federal agency, you know who went after the State Department? Joe McCarthy, and you see what they did to him. And now anybody that says the word communist is labeled a McCarthyite. If anybody labels you a McCarthyite, you label them a Rosenberg. And Rosenberg sold atomic secrets to the Russians. And a beautiful, God-fearing, God-loving, deeply religious Jewish judge sentenced them to death. God bless Judge Kaufman. And if you ever want to read his decision, it's a short one-pager. Just Google Judge Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N, court decision Rosenberg's. It will stir your patriotism for at least a half hour. The federal agency expedited the immigration of the Isaias family, whose ownership of Da Vinci Biosciences and DV Biologic Companies made headlines again recently when the district attorney in Orange County brought a criminal charge against them. The baby body parts trade was highlighted in 2015 in a series of hidden camera videos produced by the Center for Medical Progress, CMP. CMP said that for 8 years, Planned Parenthood supplied aborted baby hearts, lungs, brains, and into DV Biologics, which DV Biologics then resold for profit. In exchange for merely providing access to aborted baby parts, Planned Parenthood received kickback contributions from Da Vinci Biosciences over the 8-year period. The wheels of justice are just beginning to turn. And there's a movie coming out. It's been in production for about 2 years now. And the guy, I forget his name, he was a doctor in Philadelphia or Baltimore. And he killed kids so big he had to drown them in the toilet. Yeah. And he's a Democrat. Yeah, who else would kill kids but Democrats? The wheels of justice are beginning to turn. Planned Parenthood, for their barbaric profiteering off of pregnant women and the body parts of their aborted children. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America and the Orange County District Attorney. Surprised California would do that. I thought they were all in the devil's camp. Hopefully, this lawsuit is the beginning of the unraveling. And that's all covered up. Everything is covered up by the media. Well, I don't know why you buy a newspaper or watch any of the channels that got a C in them. C stands for cover up. The details of the Isaias family links to the Obama administration and Clinton State Department was investigated by the pro-life group Operation Rescue, whose president, Troy Newman, is now on the board of the Center for Medical Progress. Pay to slay. Foreign crime family reached Hillary Clinton for immigration favors so they could run a baby parts harvesting business. William Roberto and Estefano Sr. sought asylum in the U.S. in 2008 after looting millions of dollars from an Ecuadorian bank. Hear that? You know where WikiLeaks is, don't you? He's in the Ecuadorian embassy in England. You think they're a little payback? They and family members are now listed as principals of the two California companies targeted by prosecutors. They made hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions to both Democrats and Republicans. Family members gave roughly $300,000 to Democrat politicians alone and reached out to Hillary through Cheryl Mills. That's why they had to get rid of 33,000 emails. The two men, Roberto and William, are fugitives from Ecuador, which has angrily pressed Washington to turn them over to no avail. A year after, the relatives gave $90,000 to help re-elect Ms. Hey, folks. You don't need any TV coverage. You don't need any press coverage. Let these bums go out and canvass door to door. Let them cover the whole country. Let them take 5 years to run for office. Don't waste a dime on them. Don't support them. Let them earn their own. My father-in-law used to say, Tom, why does a politician spend $10 million to get a job that pays $170,000? The brothers ran a bank into the ground by making loans to businesses they control and made false balance sheets to get bailout funds. Ecuador says it lost more than $400 million. So the donations went to Robert Menendez, who is a criminal in my mind. Those girls down there in Santo Domingo. What did he do to those girls in Santo Domingo? Joe Garcia, Democrat of Florida. Elenia Ross Latinen, Republican from Florida. Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida. Get Trump in there. Clean house. Start fresh. One term per termite. So they protected these guys from extradition. They had no problem procuring on a regular basis tissues of aborted babies, including hearts, lungs, kidneys, brains, intestines, skeletal muscle, and bones. Planned Slaughterhood kills 1,200 white babies a day, 1,100 black babies a day, 700 Latino niños a day, total 3,000, 4,700 are killed. Somebody else is killing the other 1,700. But you look, the black population is 13 to 16% of the nation. Yet, they're 90% of all the abortions compared to the white babies. 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies. What's happening? Do you know that your children are being sold once again into slavery? Okay. I thought the baby brains were going for $3,400, but they got invoices from Da Vinci Biosciences, and they were charged. Oh, well, they might be selling it for $3,400. But when they bought it from Planned Slaughterhood, they were charged $350 for a kid's liver, $500 for a kid's thymus, I don't even know what that is, and $750 for a kid's brain. It's terrible, man. It's really terrible. So having said that, we'll go back and see if we can play a tune. And we're out of time. Got it.
And I
thousand. And I just wanted to give you a heads up. If you don't vote for Trump, you're going to get your lumps. You have no idea what's down the road waiting you. This president has walked the last valiant troops out of Iraq and turned it over to the Russians. Now, do you think that the Russians think that's all he's going to give them? They're looking for more concessions. We're in trouble. This guy is going to skedaddle, just like the Clintons did. They kicked the bin Laden can down the road, and Georgie Bush got the hold of the bag. And this is going to happen. But the one thing with Trump, he's going to react quickly. He isn't going to be going into debate sessions and calling for quorums and giving 2 p.m. speeches and shout-outs to all his staff. And I'd like to thank this one and thank that one. He's going to say, I get up at 3 in the morning. You guys better not be late for work. We need Trump. Trump is the only one. He's the big fixer. He can make everything well. He's the doctor, the national doctor. And he is an executive. He does things by executive command. And he surrounds himself with top quality executives. They don't buy him. They go to work and prove their value. You cannot vote for the party of death. You cannot let them live. You must kill them before they kill you. So, having said that, we're going to go out. We're going to go out with the Star Spangled Banner and say a little prayer, not a moment of silence. That's a communist muzzle. That's a Muslim muzzle. You say a little prayer out loud for the Fort Leavenworth 10, who have all been sentenced for fighting back in the military. And they were charged with premeditated murder, and they got 15 years, and their families got 15 years of shame and poverty, and their benefits were cut off. They have to start from scratch without their breadwinner. And speaking of scratch without their breadwinner, one of the four people that came back on the trade from Iran was a minister, and Trump visited his wife while he was in prison and gave her $10,000 to tide her over. And he's out now. He's living in Idaho, and he just came out of the voting booth, and he said he's voting for the only one that cared about him. He's voting for El Trumpo. So, you remember that. If it's Trump, we're ahead of the game. If it's not Trump, we're all going to the dump. Because the next war is going to be nuclear, and it's going to be nasty. We're not going to have the time for funerals. After 9-1-1, the fire department pipers couldn't cover all the funerals. They could only send one guy per funeral, where they used to send, my buddy died as a fireman, not on 9-1-1. And when I went to his funeral, it looked like the entire British Army was in the church. Everybody was in red and plaid. I never saw so many pipers. And here we can only get one. Get one for each guy, each of the 343 that died. And I know a guy whose brother did 13 eulogies for the people that he worked with. He was their captain. And it tore him up. He was never the same after that. So to the guys in the Hindu Kush tonight, under the threat of prison if you fight back, help is on the way, and his name is Donald Trump.
Bye.
Into the voting booth, say a little prayer for your country, and say a prayer that Donald Trump wins. And attention, San Francisco 49ers and the NFL, if you want to see how to have an opening with the Star Spangled Banner, watch a Cleveland Indians Chicago Cubs game and learn from baseball how to be an American. We're signing off. Viva el Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Vaya con te fiesta.